Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect. For the month of April, all our interviews with economic developers and site consultants will be solely focused on their reaction and response to the current coronavirus pandemic. We will be releasing these on a daily basis, and we hope you find value in each episode as we all fight for our communities.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of America's Jobs Team. We have a new mini series that we're bringing your way in light of everything going on in the world. So a special COVID-19 or coronavirus mini series, as we know that it's taken the economic development world and certainly the world in general by storm. So on this week's episode, I am pleased to have with us Alex Phillips. From Burleson, Texas. I almost called you Alex Burleson because it seems like
that's okay.
Who you are these days. I'm excited to have you, Alex. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
So we're going to go ahead and dive right in. I'm curious, and I've seen you be pretty active on your social media, and we've talked a couple of times in since everything has kind of went down, so to speak. But what can you tell the listening audience what the impact of the coronavirus has been on the city of Burleson and the community that you serve and hold so near and dear to your heart?
So I think the virus, I mean, it's been kind of, I guess we're 2 weeks into it now of, you know, if it progressively the restrictions getting worse and worse. In terms of social distancing to essential businesses being or non-essential businesses being closed. The impact to our community has been kind of twofold a little bit. I mean, you have the restaurant industry, the dine-in full service restaurant that's been hit extremely hard with the restrictions. That's one of the bigger impacts. So you have a lot of those service industry folks looking for work. But I think we are somewhat blessed in terms of we have quite a few grocery stores and big box grocery stores in our community, and they've needed people in hiring people from delivery drivers or to stockers or whatever it is. So we're kind of seeing there's no doubt that our unemployment number is going up. But maybe it's not going to be hit as bad as some other places. You know, being located close to Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Amazon's a big player that's been hiring. So there's a lot of different industries that are hiring quite a bit of folks that are capturing a lot of the labor that wasn't there to begin with before all this started, because everybody was looking for labor. But now we're starting to kind of see that void be filled on another end. So a lot of people are losing their jobs. And the longer this goes on, the more people will begin to lose their jobs. We're hoping that stimulus package that the federal government passed will help quite a few of those folks once it gets up and running. But right now, I mean, it's hard to say the full impact on our community because it's so fluid and it changes, I mean, almost hourly of how things are being affected. And we just got to be able to be on our toes and to be able to kind of change on a dime. And our team has done that extremely well.
So let's talk a little bit about your organization and how you have adjusted to this new normal for your organization. How are you responding to the situation and what things have changed? Is there anything that you're doing that you think others could maybe learn from?
I think it's been almost 2 weeks that it was a community member, a business owner in our community, kind of saw some of the writing on the wall ahead of what we were looking at and had contacted a e-gift card company platform and talked to the CEO and waived all their fees and setting it up and everything like that. But we got all of our small businesses signed on and restaurants onto one platform. That way our community could still support their local restaurants and businesses. I mean, we all have our monthly budget of eating out. So our big play was to, hey, you still want to eat out, that's fine. Do curbside or still use that budgeted money that you have every month to support those local businesses that you would take your family to and help these guys as much as we can. To give them an additional revenue source is pretty big for those guys right now. So every dollar counts. So we've been running that program about a week and a half now. It took us only 48 hours to get it up and running and having 60 active businesses on the site. So it's been a total team effort from our city council to the community members and the business owners being a part of it. So we have that going for us. This week, we just rolled out a partnership with those gift cards to our larger corporations, challenging the Burleson community to buy those gift cards, and they would match up to a certain dollar amount. But their portion would go to a local nonprofit. So now we're trying to fill two buckets with one challenge. Just changing it as we go. We set up cleaning supplies has been extremely hard to find at local stores. In our small businesses, that's where they shop for cleaning supplies. So if their office isn't clean and sanitary, it's hard for them to open up. So we partnered with our grocery stores and our home improvement stores to be able to put some of those cleaning supplies aside. And we've set up our own basically small business commissary in town at one of our facilities that's closed because of the virus. So we have that going. We have the gift cards going. Now we're really working with a couple of companies to start looking at manufacturing something different than what they are currently that are seeing a slow, if it's antibacterial soap or is it mask or whatever it is that could be beneficial for our first responders in our community. And I think the first thing that we did is we decided to use our EDC budget, our business retention dollars, into purchasing meals every day for our first responders and our city staff that was still in the office, of using that money to help those guys out in the restaurants, but also feeding our people that are protecting us. So we're continuing to do that. Our EDC has turned into EDC Eats. You know, we're like little Uber drivers around town around lunchtime. So, but that's what we're here for. Regardless of what it is, our mission when it comes down to it is support the businesses that want to make Burleson their home. And we want to show what that support means to us each and every day. So it's not just when they get here, it's how we take care of them after they're here.
I think it's incredible how fast your team and your community has been able to pivot, and just the support community-wide that you've received and it has taken in order to launch several of those initiatives that, you know, keep changing but keep growing and impacting more and more of the community that needs to be served in so many ways. And I think I look back at how different life was 3 weeks ago, and I'm curious to hear from your perspective leading a group of people, you know, because ultimately you have all these opportunities to collaborate and all of these needs that need to be met and a lot of decisions that need to be made quickly. How are you as a leader navigating and helping your team to pivot so quickly on what they were working on 3 weeks ago that seemed urgent that now is possibly quite irrelevant given the circumstances?
So, you know, I kind of took a page out of Ron's book of Uniquely You and what you guys do at Catalyst, at Consulting Connect and Catalyst is, you know, we have our morning meetings and, you know, we do them, you know, by Zoom today or FaceTime tomorrow, whatever it is, whatever we choose to do. But first and foremost, I want to know that, you know, do they need anything from me or the management, things of that nature? I want to make sure that they're taken care of with things that they may need, or, you know, they're nervous about something or whatever it is. Let's talk about it and get that out in the open and work through that. But then it comes to, hey, guys, our job right now is to support our community in any way we can. So if you have an idea, it's an open line communication. Our text string goes all night long sometimes of like just throwing ideas up against the wall, see what sticks, and then taking it to management and then rolling it out as fast as we can. Pulling people in here and there that we need to, if it's city council or small businesses or whatever it is, that we're ready to roll at any given moment, day or night right now.
So when you think about what you need as a leader, are there questions that you're hoping that somebody who's listening to the podcast today might have an answer to? Like if you could crowdsource a group and get an answer, do you have a question burning on your mind?
I think the biggest question in everybody's mind now is as we get into budget season, especially with the community, EDC, we're not a chamber or anything like that, but you know, what do we need to look at as projection of, hey, are we going to be 20% down? Are we going to be 30% down? And no one really has that clear answer because it's just an unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, drive-through business in our community has really skyrocketed, but the dine-in restaurants have, you know, completely fell off. But there may be some kind of, you know, evening out that scale between those two. We're pretty diversified in our tax base. A lot of it is property ownership, don't get me wrong, of residential, but when you get into industry, a lot of our industry is non-affected right now because of this. So it's a lot of metal manufacturing and a lot of food industry, and everybody's buying food right now. So it's been, on the industry side, it's been business as usual. We're actually seeing 5 to 10 leads from site selectors every week. It's crazy. So it's interesting to see how it affects different industries. So we're in Texas, but we don't have a lot of oil and gas in our community. So that's a blessing in disguise a little bit mm-hmm. right now, because that industry is getting hit pretty hard.
So if you had to look into your crystal ball, which I know is really hard right now, because as you mentioned, it seems like things are changing, not just daily, but hourly. You know, minute by minute, it seems like there's new revelations and new support programs and new challenges that we're all having to navigate. But if you looked into your crystal ball, where do you see economic development a year from now? How do you think the industry will respond, and what do you think will be different?
I think two or three things, but the top ones being, I think the lines of communication will be even more in depth a year from now, especially going through this. If we didn't have the relationships built with the people in our community that we had, this would be a completely different story for us. But having those lines of communication that we had every 3 months with, you know, just the community itself has really paid off for us to be able to roll some of this stuff out so quickly. I think, you know, the recruitment side of things will be completely different. I think they will look at, you know, how did we handle it as a community in supporting our industry or restaurants or something of that nature. That will be a question that will be asked of everybody, because, you know, who's to say that this doesn't, you know, come back in a different form years later? I mean, who knows? I couldn't have told you that this was going to happen. I mean, but I think just continuing to build that network and continue to build those relationships has to be number one priority for any community that's going through this right now. Because from there, you can do anything you need to do.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I know when we were talking earlier in the week, you talked about making sure right now that you're face was seen and your voice was heard so that people in the community knew that you and your team were actively working and were out trying to do everything that you can. And you talked about many of those things today that your team is doing, but just being visible so that people can see the work and hear about the work so that it's a representation of it. We're working, because some of what we do is behind the scenes, connecting, collaborating, mm-hmm. but being visual is so important. So I think that's also a great reminder.
A big thing that we did, you know, a week and a half in, when everything kind of hit the fan, was we just started calling them, all of our businesses, to just check in on them, almost like a welfare check of like, hey, I just want to see how things are going. I know it's not easy right now, but how can we help? You know, just letting them know that we're there makes a huge difference.
And absolutely. Making sure that
they feel like they're not alone.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to that core of, you know, the as Ron would say, the greatest force for change is a job. And as economic developers, we have to keep those jobs near and dear, and those that are in our community doing business in our community are so vital to the work that we're doing. And we have to reach out and be there to support them in good times and in bad. And this is certainly a very difficult time for many of those employers. Well, Alex, I know that you are, you know, juggling a lot of balls right now, and I appreciate that you took time to jump on the podcast today. I won't take any more of your time, but know that we are rooting for you and all the other economic developers across this great nation that are working so hard to support their community and their companies and to fight for all of those jobs. So thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. Thank you guys very much.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Alex Phillips from Burleson, Texas. Tune in again tomorrow to hear more insights on the COVID-19 response right here on the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect and sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI.